So this is where we stand as of right now. You sitting there right in front of me, all dressed up in a deep purple baby doll dress. That silky satin indigo thong. Just teasing me and tantalizing me. Originally, I didn't even invite you over here. You just wanted to hang out for a little while and just keep me company while my husband's away. But all of a sudden, you went to the bathroom and you were in there for quite a while until I realize what you were up to when you came out in that getup. Honestly, I thought it was funny, but had to think back to all those texts that you've sent. Now, I thought that we were only just friends and that this was just, harmless teasing and you just being an asswipe. But now that I realize this is for real, I'm just in this. I'm just at an impasse. Because I've always, 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 always promised to be the faithful wife of the man who had always provided for me, and I've always provided for him. We gave each other a good house. We made sure all our bills were paid, all our loans and debts are paid, and we have a good life going for us. But you, never in a million years would I imagine you coming over to my place to seduce me in that purple baby doll dress and that satin thong. So let's think back to those texts you've sent about 3, 4 months ago. Let's see. We've been friends for 2, going on 3 years, ever since I started working as a pharmacist at. Oh, it's been such a long time ago. It's just. I've quit since then, but you and I have kept touch, and we've just never stopped talking to each other for some reason, 'cause I thought that you were really a good dear friend of mine, and you still are. But never in a million years have I ever thought that you would try and hit on me and. But then I realized something. See, I made the grand mistake of telling you my deepest, darkest desires of what I wanted my husband to do with me. Or, actually, what I wanted to do with my husband. See, I wanted him to tease me the exact same way you're teasing me right now. But he'd just look at me and laugh and say, "Look, if you wanted to be with another girl, all you had to do was just say so." But I didn't want that, no. I wanted him to, just. I wanted him to sort of indulge in the kinky side. Because I'm a kinky person. But on the other hand, he's not. He's as vanilla as they come. No pun intended. But I mean, I haven't begged him to do it. I haven't begged him to dress up in girly clothes, and I didn't directly beg him to moan for me, girly, moan for me like a porn star. No, I didn't do that. Although I did do some things that kinda, just encouraged him to do that, but it never really gone beyond that point. He's never really made any high pitch whimpers. Only ever noises he would ever make was the that's it. No higher than that. But you sitting in front of me stroking yourself, hearing you go higher and higher with each stroke and each squirm and wiggle, it's not really helping at all. It just isn't. But like I said about those texts, these sort of texts started about 2 months ago. Of course, at the time I saw it as harmlessly teasing you, just saying, "Oh my God, I would love to be your girlfriend." But I just sort of laughed it off and just thought, "No, you're kidding, right?" And then I remember that text saying, "Oh yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, totally kidding. Pfft, yeah." But then more of those texts become a little bit more sexual, a little bit more flirtatious than they have been. Until that point, about a week ago, where you just outright sent me a photo of you in a sheer red lace teddy. And you're wearing those thigh-high leather boots. And I just thought, that cannot be him, can it? That's not him. And so I texted you so, saying, "Oh, come on, that's not you." And I wasn't really expecting you to text by, "Oh, yeah, it is me. It is me. And this is how I want you to take me." And that was the text that has taken me back, and I didn't really know what else to say. Because really, I should have opened my mouth and told you, "No, this isn't acceptable. No, I can't," because obviously I'm married. Yes, I should have opened my mouth sooner. I should have piped up about it. Don't know. Something about seeing you in that lacy red teddy and those thigh-high boots with you bent over and just texting me, "I know you want it, Daddy. This is the one thing that I've wanted from my husband that he would never ever give to me, but you would." Due to being scared of being disloyal to my husband and being scared to say anything at all, I just went mute on you. And I do apologize about that. And this is where we stand as of right now. You sitting there, moaning and whimpering, just like a girly little porn star, moaning for me to come fuck you the way you deserve. 'Cause because the way you beg, it reminds me of all those texts. All those texts of you begging me to get right behind you and take you like a man, and remembering all those teary-eyed emojis you sent as you begged. They were cute as much as they were annoying, but I didn't think you would view me as that. I didn't think that you would view me as a backdoor kind of lover, so to speak. But it's just, this is funny, because I would never expect myself to be in this position at all. But somehow I try to say no to you. I just try. But that one word just can't come out of my mouth. It can't come out of my mouth. I cannot say no to you. I cannot say no to this. To you just seducing me, giving me that come hither stare, you moaning and writhing around, calling out my name, pinching your nipples, biting your lip. God, what did I do to deserve such a sexy, sexy sight? That is not my husband. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't believe I'm gonna do this. I can't believe I'm gonna do this. I can't say no to this. I cannot say no to you. Now bend the fuck over so I can give you what you deserve. And make you come for daddy.